Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ray Sadecki. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting second, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting third, the center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dan McGinn. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan McGinn. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGinn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Foy reaches second base with a double. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Sutherland moves to second. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Coco LeBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeBoy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. LeBoy reaches second base with a double. Bailey moves to third. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is walked intentionally. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bailey tags and scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 3, Expos, 3. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wine for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki bunts towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutherland covering, for the out. Weiss moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn strikes out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sutherland takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Staub reaches second base with a double. Sutherland moves to third. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Phillips is walked intentionally. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones strikes out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Clendenin reaches second base with a double. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clendenin moves to third. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. LaBoy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bateman for a passed ball. Weiss moves to second. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Weiss steals third. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0-for-0 in the game. Sadecki hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sutherland. Weiss scores. Agee moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-3, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine strikes out. One out. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McGinn hits a line drive towards the mound. Sadecki reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sutherland hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Staub is called out on strikes. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn now playing center field. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote strikes out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadecki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. LaBoy hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Bateman moves to third. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. Wine hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Brand pinch hits for Dan McGinn. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strohmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harrelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Mets. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clendenin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Mets. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Foy hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sutherland hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Weiss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0-for-2 in the game. Sadecki is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. LaBoy hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Swoboda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to third. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Swoboda moves to second. Howie Reed now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-4 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-3 in the game. Wine hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bacabella pinch hits for Howie Reed. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Mets. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sutherland hits a line drive towards third. Foy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Tug McGraw now pitching. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hahn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.